This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams. Glad to be with you. And I am joined today by a financial planner and a friend, Mr. Matt Welsh. How are you?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I caught you over Zoom today. Matt and I had this big plan to hang out in person, have a cup of coffee and do this podcast. And then a big old snowstorm happened to blow in, which, you know, occasionally happens in this valley. We couldn't see the future. I'm leading us into something we'll talk about later. thanks for meeting me on the computer, though.
No, you're welcome. It's good to be here. And we'll take the snow, right? Like that.
Yeah, we'll take this.
That brings smiles and happiness. We may not have synced up today, but I'm happy to have it.
It does give me a chance to open this podcast with the fact that now I can see your background in a different way. If we were at the sitting at a coffee house, I wouldn't be able to see a whole pedal of all sorts of different pedals right there. You've got a couple of amps, two electric guitars, and at least four Metallica posters that I can see. What's going on with your background?
You know, it's something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about music. I like playing music. I have been a Metallica fan since a recording of theirs, a CD, the Black Album, landed in my hands for the very first time. And it's something that I identify with in my own way. Getting into my own business, honestly, was an opportunity for not only for me to do a business that I believe in or conduct a business that I believe in for the community, but also to be myself. I've worked for somebody else kind of my entire life until starting my own thing. And I thought, if you don't just let your true passions and joys shine through now, when will you? So the Metallica posters went, which works well for the office and also works well for my wife's desired home decor of not having Metallica posters maybe all over the house.
She doesn't like Metallica posters all over the house. They're so evocative, though.
She's wonderful and supportive, but she also knows that they're probably best suited here in the office.
I like that you mentioned starting your own business. How long has it been now that you have had this own business? Like you say, your own values, your own direction.
Yeah, so we're entering our third year here, Brush Creek Financial Advisors. We marked January 1st of 2021 as our start date, but there's been quite an evolution. It started as sort of a basement business, if you will, then moved over to the Colorado Workspace over top of Boneyard in Eagle Ranch. And now we are proud to have our own office, 960 Chambers, out here on Chambers Avenue in Eagle. So we've evolved our physical space and the business that we do along with it in these two plus short years.
Awesome. And congratulations on that. I mean, it speaks Thank to you. The character of your business and the team that you put around you. And, you know, and obviously there's a need out there in the community for that. The need that people are talking about right now, though, is taxes. And it's one of those things that, you know, I necessarily don't want to talk about. And you and I shared earlier that my wife and I have a wonderful relationship in which she doesn't clean this house and I don't touch money. So I don't know if I'm the one for the conversation here, but obviously it's tax season. Everybody's talking about it. And this is something that that you delve into quite a bit. What are we looking at with this tax season?
You know, it's a good time. obviously, we get a lot of financial statements this time of year. If you're working for a company, a business around, you're getting a W-2. If you're a contractor, you're getting a 1099. If you have investments out there, you're getting a 1099. We're pulling together our financial data to file our taxes. And it's a good time to look at the year past and how we performed, for lack of a better term, financially in our own personal lives and business lives, and do a little gut check or checklist, if you will, on what's working and what's not. So from my point of view, there's a couple of things that we've been looking at on 2022 taxes that come through, both for myself and then for clientele as well. And those things are taxable interest that's come through. And then really importantly with the year past is capital gains. So if you were looking at a 1040 tax form, and that's the first two pages where all the information comes together, it's the first two pages of the tax return, and it goes all the way down to your taxable income, and you see how much tax you owe. There's a line there, it's line 2B, and we have a little saying about 2B or not to be, and that's because that's where taxable interest, is listed. And if you have taxable interest, it means that you own an asset, most likely a bond, something that is paying interest, but is paying taxable interest. And depending on your tax point, you probably don't want to pay tax on that interest. And if it is going to be in a taxable account, there are other accounts for you to have. So if we see taxable interest in box 2B, we like to ask the question, where's this coming from? And is that where I want to have my money? Do I want to have it in a taxable place, or do I want to look for a tax advantage to not be paying taxes? And this isn't breaking rules of any sort. This is knowing tax code and putting your money where it makes sense, the best sense for you financially in your current position. Another thing we look at is line 7 on the 1040.
But no good joke about line 7.
I got no cute Shakespeare.
It's too good not to be pretty good. Yeah.
I probably should have done a little more homework. but we'll just go with line 7. Line 7, right. It's a very humorless spot of the old tax return. Nice. Line 7 is where we list our capital gains or losses. And I bring this up very specifically because those that were paying attention to financial markets, specifically the stock market in 2021, would have noticed that it had instead of going up and to the right, which would be the gaining direction, it was going from the top left to the bottom right of the chart, meaning it was declining in value and investments were losing value throughout the year. However, even though investments lost value, depending on the kind of investments you're in, they could still kick out capital gains. And there's a whole reason for that that I don't need to go down that road right now. It's a little bit more advanced, but what it means is even though your investments lost money, you could be paying taxes on a capital gain within that investment. And if we see that show up for people, we particularly think that there is a missed opportunity to do something called tax loss harvesting and really optimize that investment. And that's a tax that shouldn't be paid in the future, especially in a year like this, if you're really watching how those investment portfolios are performing and adjusting accordingly.
Wow. All these things that you're saying are just blowing me away right now.
No, it's what we do. I know that it's a lot, but these are the things that we look at daily. And maybe unlike some, I get pretty excited about them. So you ask a question like that, and as you can tell, I want to talk about it.
Well, you and I were talking about that. Like, we get passionate about the things that we talk about. If I talk to you either about taxes or Metallica or your children, you're going to be talking. Yeah.
You nailed the order of my life. It's like taxes, Metallica, and then my children. But, you know, I think we're all pretty happy to be in the top three. So I don't think they should hold anything against that, really.
No, I they should be fine with that. And gosh, I hope they're listening at some point to this.
I know this isn't an edit. We'll live edit too. That was family in number three. I did say family the very first time, which is inclusive of my wife and children.
That'll really come through in the edit nicely. staying on taxes just a little bit, well, we already kind of talked about that just a little bit. I guess I want to move into the financial advisor piece, because that's one of the things that you're mentioning is some of these things that people might not know, line 2B or line 7 or the couple of pieces. When does it make sense for me as a consumer, as a normal person out there in the world, to come seek the advice of someone like you? You know, say I'm the guy who does the H&R Block thing at the grocery store and, you know, once a year, you know, which I used to be back when I first moved here back in the day. I think many people were and then post-college. But when does it make sense to come find you?
Sure. I mean, I would say, and this is not a knock at any professional tax preparing services, but H&R Block, TurboTax, doing your taxes on time and paying attention to their accuracy, no matter how you do it, that's the thing you should be doing. And I was a TurboTax user for a long time, even though I have a CPA as a father. So, you know, no harm, no foul on the TurboTax H&R Block front by any means. Love those services. So for me, there's a couple of easy things that easier said than done, right? Simple, but not easy, I think is a saying that goes in this business a lot. So simple things that could be done ahead of meeting with a financial planner. It's something that I guide many clients to do just to get them started. So you could look at your financial life in this sort of way. And if you're able to do these things, then you should definitely look at a financial advisor, because you've reached the point where you can really leverage yourself and push forward, right? So these things are, like I said, simple, but not easy. The first would be, are you able to max out your 401k and IRA contributions every year? So a 401k contribution, which can be up to, I believe last year it was $20,500, it might be $21,000 this year, dollars that you can put in, that money will not be taxed. And if your marginal tax rate is say 22%, that means you're saving 22%, you're saving 22 cents of every dollar that you're putting in that account. And that's better than any investment is going to do in the first year.
Say that number again one more time, just in case, because it did do a little zoom.
Yeah, it is. I believe it's $20,500. is the limit for a 401k. And if you are, if you look at that as a, what immediate return to get on the investment, when you put money into your 401k, you're not paying income tax on that first $20,500. And if your tax rate happens to be, say, 22%, which is a pretty average marginal tax rate, you're saving 22 cents on the dollar. So the best thing you can do is avoid taxes by maxing out your 401k. After that, if you are eligible to max out either a standard IRA, that's an individual retirement account, or Roth IRA, which does not save you taxes now, but later, those two investment vehicles, maxing those things out is the first step you can take. The other piece that would that is very important to a financial plan and financial stability is an emergency account. And if you have a liquid account of 3 to 6 months worth of cash or cash equivalents, think savings account, think a money market account, even a high yield savings account we see today. If you have 3 to 6 months expenses there and you are maxing out those retirement accounts, you should go to see a financial advisor or wealth manager, somebody who's doing portfolio management, getting some advanced tips there, because you've already taken what is easiest for us to benefit from with the system that we have, and you are now looking towards more advanced investment solutions to continue to get gains. That being said, this industry is full of people like myself, I believe, who want to talk, who want to answer questions, who love to be engaged with folks who have questions. So on the journey to that point, reach out and ask questions. There's nothing I like more than asking questions to somebody who's, or answering questions, excuse me, to somebody who's engaged and looking for an answer. We take questions through our website. I know that many others in the area that do the same business as us welcome the same sort of questions, whether it be email, phone call, website drop, et cetera.
I appreciate that. These two metrics that you've been giving us, sometimes it is a tougher question to answer, but the metric of, either you're maxing out your Roth and your 401k, and then you do have a liquid emergency plan. So putting those two on there. I thought it was hairline and amount of gray hair, or things I say that sound like my father before, right? I was supposed to be a financial planner.
I'm not sure, things I say that sound like my father. I like those. Are they Progressive commercials that they're like really funny / a little bit uncomfortably funny? Because there's like the one where the guy's like buying the shirt and it's like, you're already wearing that shirt. And that's me. I got a Costco. Yeah. Like, this shirt fits. I love it. I'm going to buy two of them in each color. I'm going to walk out with 6 shirts. And then I see myself in an insurance commercial and realize that I have become my parents.
I was at the school the other day and I told kids to tighten up the line. I have become my parents. I'm that guy from the Geico commercial. Hey, let's go back to the Roth and the contributions, because there was something that passed last year, which I don't know all that much about, and you're going to enlighten me, called Secure 2.0, which does mean that there were some changes to the contributions that you're able to make to that. Will you walk me through just a high level of that?
Sure. Yes, yeah, it's a good question. Secure 2.0 is something that you're going to hear more and more about as the changes become more aware to folks. But some of these specific changes that would affect folks in this area. One is contribution increases. So the amount that you can save in a tax deferred retirement account, that would be an IRA, individual retirement account, or a Roth IRA, a Roth individual retirement account, increased from $6,000 to $6,500 per year. So you can now contribute $500 more per year with a tax advantage. And then the catch-up contributions, which is after a certain age when you can put even more into the accounts, went up by the same amount. So there's a $500 contribution allowable limit increase, which is nice. And then on the other side as well, if you are starting to withdraw, if you're in the spending phase of your financial plan, meaning you're retired, you're starting to draw down these accounts to fund your life, there is something called a required minimum distribution with a tax deferred account. And the required minimum distribution age, adjusted to be a little bit farther down the line as well. So you want to make sure, if you are looking to max out accounts, that you are current on the amounts that you can contribute to max out those contributions. And if you're in withdrawal phase, make sure that you're actually in line with the withdrawal schedule, so you're not withdrawing off schedule if you don't need to be, and removing investments unnecessarily. One other thing, with a lot of small business owners in this area, I know there's a lot of small business owners and self-employed that have SEP IRAs. And before, the only way you could contribute to a SEP IRA was a standard IRA, which was tax deductible, which is a great vehicle for investment. But they also, through Secure 2.0, added the Roth SEP IRA. So now you can do after tax dollars that are, they are taxed now, but they are not taxed in the future when we withdraw them. So now on the SEP side for the self-employed and the small business owners, we have the option to go both standard IRA and Roth IRA. And that Roth addition is a change that came in Secure 2.0 that I believe is, it's pretty impactful for those that are making the decision between a Roth and a standard IRA.
Awesome. I asked you a question right before we started, very briefly. Most of this, by the way, he's just pulling out. This is all unplanned here in this podcast world. And I appreciate your candidness and your answers. Candidness? We're making up words.
Hey, like I said, happy to. You know, the conversation, it's fun. Like, this isn't, it's spreading knowledge. I think a lot of, there's like a fear of this or that some sort of secret. And the whole reason we got into this business was to answer questions for people and honestly provide knowledge around a subject that affects every single one of our lives, yet is taught at, I want to say, a criminally low level. I'm not actually trying to point the fingers, especially at our educators, as being criminal. Not my intent at all. I just mean that this is such an important topic that I could spend, we could go on. I mean, you think Metallica is deep. We'll go down finances all day and night. But it's just good. It's good that you're asking the questions, and I appreciate being here and having the opportunity to answer for you.
Yeah. And it's fun the way that you're answering this. So, when I was talking with you just a little bit before, like I was leading up to, I was saying that, I was asking you for a little bit of, the idea of predicting the future. That, you know, it's kind of in the same way as anyone who's a doctor. If someone walks up to him, does this look infected to you? I'm sure people walk up to you and say, hey, what is this? Every I imagine every single person you know wants you to be Nostradamus in some sort of way.
Yeah. Well, it's a great point. I think that this coincides with a shorter term view of investing and money movement and how things work. And the big one right now is, if you're paying attention to financial news, is recession. Are we going into recession? Are we not going into recession? And there's all these indicators, job growth and average wages and price inflation and interest rates you'll hear about. And the simple answer that I have is that I do not know whether we are going into recession or not. And I would say that nobody else really knows either. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is that there's something out there called the efficient market hypothesis. And this has to do really with the value of stocks, but I think the general principle applies across all of economics. And in stocks, it says that everything kind of reverts to a mean because there is just an infinite number of inputs that not one input can ever truly be used reliably over a long period of time to determine value. They all kind of average out on these things. And the same thing with economic movement. There is an infinite number of inputs and unpredictable events that cause the direction of these things to move that we can theorize and hypothesize, but we don't really know. So if we don't know, you know, my answer to that question is really how you're prepared for the future, up, down, or sideways. And what we do is we build out financial plans. I don't mean we as a business. What we should do is, as individuals managing our financial life, is build out a financial plan that is not dependent on anything to happen in particular in the short term. This is part of why we say have a reserve fund that's liquid, right? Of 3 to 6 months expenses, to be using some tax-deferred vehicles for retirement, because we want to stage our money into different areas where they're used on different timelines, so that if the stock markets all go up and there's no recession, everything is great, we celebrate that our investments went up. However, if they go down, we are not in a position to have to sell those investments because we didn't put our money in the right places. Because really, if you buy a stock or an investment, it goes down in value, you don't actually lose money on that until you sell it for a loss, and then you've lost money. So it's really, you got to take a step back and ask, why are you asking these questions, right? Why do you want to know if the economy is going up, down, or sideways? And if it's because you're trying to predict the movement of something, that's not the game that I advise to be played. I advise to plan around the things that you know are going to happen. You're going to need X number of dollars short-term, mid-term, long-term for your goals, and put things in buckets that will help you fulfill those goals kind of regardless of these situations. Now, the market movements, they still matter, but you want to put money where you can let them matter over the long-term, not the short-term.
I like that. It's kind of the idea of you're driving the vehicle rather than letting that vehicle drive you. I don't know. I appreciate that. I really appreciate the fact that you can make it make sense to someone like me who doesn't put a lot of thought into this from time to time. Thank you for explaining the efficient market hypothesis, that kind of stuff, you know, that overload of data and the fluctuation and the chaos that's within that. That's fascinating.
Right. And there's also like, you have to accept when you talk to somebody like myself in this profession, though we try to explain things, we also learn a lot of things that we're just itching to say out loud, because not that I'm looking for you to be impressed, but I'm impressed with myself when I say it correctly. So you gotta kind of take some of these things. Just like, man, I bet he feels good about that one. That one came right on out. He stuck the landing. So, I like to try out my big words as well.
Well, thank you for trying them out on me and our podcast audience. You know, from a former weather guy. Yeah. I absolutely. You don't exactly know what you're talking about, but boy, it sounds cool when you say it, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, it really is a game of most likely, probably.
Yeah.
That's a degree of uncertainty.
Well, but that's life. And it's really nice to have someone like you and your team when all you can count on is most likely and probably, because we need somebody like you advising us as to when things do go sideways, where we can be.
Well, thank you. I that's what we want to do. And I think acknowledging that it is important as well, because nothing is certain and you have to plan on both sides of that coin. Right. And if you do, you don't get caught off guard. And if you can't stick with a plan, it can't be successful. So if you planned on both sides and you can stick with it through thick or thin, then you have a chance to be successful.
Boom. I like it.
Yeah.
Family and safety. I would say nothing else matters. I was just trying to get Metallica quote in there.
Metallica's in there somewhere, but
just to mess with you. I know. I'm sorry I didn't put more Metallica quotes in there. It's sad but true, but I just didn't get enough in.
Oh man, I'm gonna fight fire with fire. Come right back at you here, Steve.
Give me fuel.
No, I mean, long after this conversation is over, the memory will remain.
I'm gonna let it end on that one, or we could go on for days and then everybody else is like, oh my gosh, turn this podcast off. Let me ask you one thing. If people would like to have a conversation with you, one, about Metallica's catalog, or two, about anything that we've talked about, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us. We're down here at Eagle on Chambers Avenue. We have a website. It is www.bcfaco.com, as in Brush Creek Financial Advisors, Colorado.com. We're also members of Bay Valley Partnership and the Eagle Chamber. You can find us listed on their sites as well. Google Brush Creek Financial Advisors, or give us a call, 970-705-7105. I'm also the kind of guy that, like, if you yell, hey, you loud enough, and I'm anywhere around, I generally tend to respond. So we'll take all of that. My name's Matt. So if you look for me and reach out to me, I'd be happy to help you out, answer questions, do the Metallica quote fest, whatever engages us.
I promise that I was listening in that last stretch and not trying to think of more Metallica lines to throw your way before this ended. I'm letting you have it. The Memory Remains was a beautiful. Go ahead if you got more, if you want to throw me. But
no, I can't. I'm not even listening to myself talk right now. I'm just trying to think. Now you got my brain in two different places.
No, now we're otherwise we're not paying attention. We're just doing that. We're gonna have to do that over a beer sometime. Thank you so much for your time and for what you do, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you, Eric, and everybody out there listening. Thank you all. Have a wonderful and safe day.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.